And next, for the reading of the Scriptures, we'll turn to Psalms chapter 23. And then afterwards, the Gospel according to John chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. First, Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And next, for the subject of the sermon this morning, we'll turn to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 21, and read question and answer 54. Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 21, question 54. What believest thou concerning the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? Answer, that the Son of God, from the beginning to the end of the world, gathers defends, and preserves to himself by his Spirit and Word, out of the whole human race, a church chosen to everlasting life, agreeing in true faith, and that I am and forever shall remain a living member thereof.
Congregation, what do you believe of the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? What do you believe? Not what is your theory about the church, or what is your opinion about the church, but what do you believe of Christ's church? Congregation, that is a matter of faith. It is this matter, that you are known by him, and you know him. As Christ says in the parable, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known by my own. That is the biblical picture that Christ draws about his church. It is about Christ the shepherd and his sheep, the Holy Catholic Church of Christ. And therefore, what do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? When we think, when we meditate, when we discuss about the church, what is the biblical view? What is our understanding according to the scriptures about the church? And therefore, with the help of the Lord, we want to meditate this morning on question and answer 54 of the Heidelberg Catechism that speaks of Christ and his church. Two main thoughts. In the first place, Christ as shepherd of his flock. And in the second place, his flock as Christ's church, the Holy Catholic Church. Our first thought is derived from John 10. That is mainly because the Heidelberg Catechism cites a number of times text out John 10, and if you read the commentary of Ursinus, he also refers a number of times to it. Therefore, in the first place, Christ as shepherd of his flock. That is how Christ made himself known through the parable in John 10. As a shepherd, I am the good shepherd. That is how Christ made him known to the church, to the congregation, not as a corporate leader or a commander in chief. No, as a shepherd. Let us take for a moment the picture in mind of a shepherd. The valleys, the streams, the sheep. And then Christ says this morning, I am the good shepherd. What makes him to say that? Well, congregation, he shows that he is a good shepherd. And the sheep experience that in their life. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls them by name. He leads them. He puts forth his own, and they follow him. It is Christ the shepherd who speaks to his sheep. He calls them by name. He leads his people. He puts forth, that is, he brings them out. He goes before. He gives his life. He knows them. And finally, from the parable we derive, he keeps and guards them. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of their hand. Congregation, young people, is Christ your shepherd? Is it still for Providence Reformed Church? Christ is the shepherd. Not the office bearers with all their shortcomings, but is that what still unites you? It is Christ the shepherd. That you have heard his voice. Maybe you came this morning, with a prayer in your heart. Maybe it was a sigh. O Lord, that I may hear this morning thy voice. That you came this morning and I will hear what God the Lord will speak, and he will speak of peace unto his people. Or just the Lord has to say to you this morning, but my people would not hearken to my voice. Oh, that it then is today, when you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Blessed is therefore that people that know the joyful sound when Christ speaks and calls the good tidings of the gospel, that joyful sound, that wonder of grace for the first time or by renewal. This morning it is Christ who speaks and calls his flock, and that can be so unexpected, congregation. When he comes, the voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. The mountains of sin, the hills of backsliding, he comes to you. Maybe you have to say, Lord, it is undeserved, yet his voice is the voice of the one that loves my soul. Congregation, it has been over 2 years that we have not seen one another, and with most of you I have not spoken. May I ask you this morning, when was it the last time that you heard the voice of the shepherd? When was it the last time when you heard the voice of Christ? And over these last 2 years from this pulpit, it was Christ who stood at the door. And he knocked. And he has promised, if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. Congregation, once more. When was it the last time when you heard Christ's voice? But there is more. That Christ is the good shepherd, because he leads and he brings out and he goes before his sheep. He leads them, and sometimes in ways they did not know. And maybe you have to testify this morning, Lord, thy ways were in the sea, and thy path in great waters, and thy footsteps are known. But also that you may know discomfort, thou leddest thy people like a flock. Has it been to your comfort to know that it is Christ who leads his church? The sheep, they can wander away. They can leave the green pastures. They can go into the wilderness places. They can dwell far away from the shepherd. And yet we read of this good shepherd. He brings them out. Congregation, where do you dwell this morning? Close to the shepherd? Or far away from Christ? Do you have said this morning, there were times that was so different, a time that you could truly sing, to go from strength to strength, a time that the feeling of faith was so strong, experience the Lord's presence, but that you have to say this morning, Lord, thou knowest, it is so different than before. With all my experience, I wonder so much, and thy voice, it was so sweet to hear, that joyful sound of the gospel. But Lord, it has been some long time ago when I heard thy voice. That you have to say with the psalmist this morning, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud for thy name's sake. Lead me and guide me. Then it is Christ, the good shepherd, that says this morning to his flock, I will bring you out. Wherever you are, whatever your condition, I will bring you out and I will go before. There's not, I will go out to him and I will do this and I will do that. No, congregation, they hear his voice, he calls them by his name, and he goes before. That is what happened. When you hear the shepherd's voice, they know his voice. It is not a voice of a stranger, but Christ's voice. That makes them going. That makes them to follow. And it can be at times that Jesus passes by and he saw a man, a woman, a boy or a girl. He sees them sit and he says, follow me. That's all. Follow me. And they follow him. Maybe it is to you this morning that that good shepherd passes by here on Coit Avenue and sees you sit. He knows your condition. He knows your questions. Follow me. Have you heard his voice? Do you follow him? Is it always easy? I'm not saying that, congregation, there can be trials and tribulations on the way. There can be times of pain and sorrow. Times of disappointments. Also about the church. It seems that your life takes detours. And sometimes dead ends. And that you have to say with Isaiah, my way is hid from the Lord. And it says, Christ this morning, I am the good shepherd. I will bring you out, and I will lead, and I will go before. And when you look to the congregation, maybe so small, and maybe you sit with questions, what will the future bring? But then I ask your congregation of Providence, if Christ would ask you this morning, will you also not go away? Can you answer Simon Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Is that what unites you together? The words of the shepherd, his voice of instruction, his voice of encouragement, of comfort, words of eternal life. What words? Beauty for ashes. An oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why is Christ the good shepherd for his flock? The apostle writes, he gives his life for the sheep, or he lays it down in verse 15. That is who the shepherd is. That is what the shepherd says. I am he. Let these go away. Then it is Christ, the Son of Man, who gave his life a ransom for many. Christ, the shepherd, who became a lamb, a sheep. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Why? Did he bore our griefs? Why did he carry our sorrows? Why was he wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, so that we are healed by his stripes? He gave his life. He gave his life. Christ says to his disciples, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He gave his life. Is it a wonder for you, a wonder of grace? Enemies of God became friends of Christ. Maybe you have to say, I miss that assurance. There's sometimes so many clouds in my life. Maybe the mist of fears. But congregation, when you have heard the voice of the shepherd, there can stand maybe a lot between you and the shepherd. But when you have heard his voice, when that love of God is poured out in your heart. Let me take an example. I'm 25 hours travel from my wife. I don't see her. There's an ocean between us. There's one thing that remains. There's love. And then Christ says of his life that he lays down, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Was it so? The last Lord's table. dat het was een remembrance of him. Not my fears, not my unbelief, not my strife, not my struggles, but in the remembrance of him who gave his life for friends. A congregation, Christ that is a good shepherd, he knows his sheep. Is it to your comfort this morning that he knows you? He knows you. He knows his people. He knows exactly where they are. What is in their hearts. Their struggles. Young people. If you may know the Lord by grace. He knows you. He knows you. Maybe the questions in life that you have. There is one that knows his sheep. Is it a comfort for us in this new week that we just begun? Lord, thou knowest me. Thou knowest my downsitting, my uprising, my understands, my thoughts afar off. They compass my path. Is such knowledge too wonderful for you? But Christ says, I know my sheep. Discomfort. He knows our frame and he remembers that we are dust. And finally, Christ, the shepherd of his flock, he keeps and guards his sheep, whatever your way is. Wherever the sheep go, it is Christ who keeps and guards his people. Discomfort. The Lord is thy keeper. Then we can go into this new week. That's what Christ does. He keeps and guards his people on the way to take them home. He will bring them home. Because it will be one shepherd and one fold. Not one shepherd and many folds. No congregation. It will be one fold and one shepherd. It is Christ, the good shepherd, who speaks, who calls, who leads, who puts forth, who goes before, who gives his life, who knows, and who keeps his flock, his church. Is Christ your shepherd? Is Christ still the shepherd of Providence Church? What binds you together? What do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? What do you believe? Our second thought. Congregation, we are dealing here with an article of faith. So what is the context of this question 54? This article of our undoubted Christian faith, this ninth article of the Apostolic Creed. Congregation, question 22, it teaches us that the Apostolic Creed, the articles of faith, are a short version of the things promised in the Gospel, things that are necessary for the Christian to believe. The question 21 has explained what faith is. And then question 22 to 58 explains about this faith, about the Apostolic Creed, the articles of our faith, the things that we ought to believe with a true faith. And then it concludes with question 59, but what does it profit you now that you believe all this? And the answer is that I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life. This congregation, the context of question 54 that deals with the ninth article of the Creed concerning the belief about the Holy Catholic Church is necessary, says the authors of the Heidelberg Catechism, for our faith. Is this confession, I believe in one Holy Catholic Church, and it profit us to believe, to confess that, says question 59. That belief concerning the church, it has to do with our faith. It has to do with our righteousness before God, with the life to come. And therefore, congregation, when we speak about concerning the church, what about our daily conversations? Parents, how do we talk about the church to our children? What do we say? When we speak concerning the church, are we mindful that it has to do with our faith, righteousness, and the life to come? That it has to do with Christ and his flock? Or do you have in mind the weaknesses of the church, the shortcomings of the church, the sin of the church, the unholy things, the issues in the church, the women in office, the homosexuality, or the church structure, or as you could read yesterday in the Grand Rapids Press about church growth? The congregation, what do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? May you say by faith, by grace, this answer, that the Son of God, from the beginning to the end of the world, gathers, defends, and preserves to himself by his Spirit and Word, out of the whole human race, a church chosen to everlasting life, agreeing in true faith, and that I am and forever shall remain a living member thereof. That the Son of God, that Christ, so begins the Heidelberg Catechism. Better yet, that is our belief concerning the church. It begins with Christ, the Son of God, the shepherd. It does not begin with the flock, it begins with the shepherd. It does not begin with the church, but it begins with Christ. Congregation, now as I was speaking about the church, it is the Son of God who from the beginning to the end to the world, it is Christ and no one else who gathers, who defends, who preserves. Dus wat is Christ's flock, his church? That are the people that are gathered out of the whole human race, who are gathered by Christ, who are defended by Christ, who are preserved by him. That are the people that may know by grace, yet, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, thou art with me. For thy rod and thy staff of thy word, they comfort me. That are the people that may know at times, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. That is a people who did not ask for Christ. Or as the canons of Dort said in Article 1, they all have sinned in Adam and lie under the curse and deserving of eternal death on the account of sin. And for such ones, sinners, God manifest his love that he sent his only begotten Son, the Son of God, into this world, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It is the Son of God, it is Christ that came, a chosen church for everlasting life. Note, congregation, it is not Christ that chose. That is not how we should read the answer. That is a work of the Father. And Ursinus in his commentary elaborates on this point very extensively, particularly on the doctrine of predestination. I will not do that this morning, but it is Christ who calls and cares for his chosen church, the Ecclesia, the ones who are called out, and therefore they are holy, not in themselves, but in Christ. And yet it is therefore that Christ calls his church to be holy, because I am holy. Christ's flock, the one holy Catholic Church, Christ's flock, as Christ has pointed out in John 10, who hears his voice, who follows him, and how difficult that can be at times, who knows him. And Lord, how little do I know of thee, but in people that are led by him in the green pastures. A people that will not perish on the way, because he cares, he guides, he keeps, and he guards. And it is Christ's flock who Christ gathers and protects to himself. In which way? By that experience. No, not by that experience. By his word and spirit. And it is therefore, congregation, that we are this morning in church. Therefore, that is the only reason that we are in church this morning. You know why? The Kenneth of Dorset says it this way in Article 3. That men may be brought to believe God's merciful send the messengers of these most joyful tidings to whom he will and at what time he pleases, by whose ministry men are called to repentance and faith in Christ. Congregation, it is this morning that Christ gathers his people. Gathers those who are far off. He brings them near to him. It is Christ who gathers those that need to hear his voice. It is Christ who continues to gather. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. Then it is Christ who protects his people, defend them. That the people may know this morning, know strength in themselves, so weak at times in themselves, fears on every side. But it is Christ who is their refuge and their strength, an helper ever near them. It is Christ who preserves them for a people. In all their distress, he is a present aid, and that through his word and spirit. That is the way how his flock is gathered and be kept together. That is the only way, through his word and spirit. Not that they have a Dutch background. Not that they came together because of issues elsewhere. Not that they liked each other. But it is Christ's flock that he brings together and keeps together because of the Son of God. Because they heard his voice through his word. They follow him through the leading of his spirit, because it is Christ, their shepherd. Why are we gathered this morning? Why are we gathered as Providence Church, kept together? Only because of Christ. Only because through his word and spirit. Only because that we agree on all the issues in the RCNA? No. Agreeing, says the Heidelberg Catechism, in true faith. That is the oneness. That is the unity of that one church. Congregation, if it is that, if it is so, then a lot of issues will fall away. Then we see this church, a broken church, with different eyes, if there is agreement in this true faith. The psalmist sings it, behold how pleasant and how good that we, one Lord confessing, together dwell in brotherhood, our unity expression. Congregation, then you spend more time to speak about who Christ is for you, and less time about the shortcomings of the church. That you may speak of the ways of the Lord. And parents, that you may call at times your children around you and they say, come children, listen to me and I will tell what the Lord has done to my soul. Parents, grandparents in our midst, when was it the last time when you have gathered your children and your grandchildren around you and say, children, I have heard it again this morning who Christ is for me. He is my shepherd, and he was it to make me lie down in green pastures of his words, his precious words for my soul. He leads me be still the still waters. In the storms of life, it was Christ who calmed the storms, and he restores my soul when I was downcast. by this word and restored my soul. This I know. He leads. It was Christ who lifted me up above all that troubles me. Congregation, when that happens, that keeps the church together. Only then it will be protected and preserved. Also this congregation, as part of Christ's flock, by His Word and by His Spirit, because of Christ, because of the shepherd of His flock. And finally, what do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church of Christ? Well, that I am a member of Providence RCA. No. That I am, says the Catechism, and forever shall remain a living member thereof. That I am. Are you a member? Are you a sheep of the flock of Christ? Of that one holy Catholic Church? Now do now not look around and ask yourself, is he or she or my neighbor in the bench? No. Answer between you and the Lord. Are you a member of Christ's church? Are you a sheep of his flock? Sheep that have heard the voice of Christ. Who knows the shepherd? Who need his leading in their life? That know something of the prayer, Lord, make me known thy ways and lead me in thy path, because I don't know the way anymore. Sheep that hunger, sheep that thirst, is there a founded hope in your life because of Christ keeping and guarding, that I forever shall remain? Even in times that you have to agree with the psalmist in doubt and temptation, yet this knowledge, I rest, Lord, in thee. My hand is in thy hand, thou carest for me. My soul with thy counsel through life will guide. But you know, this longing, and afterwards make me in glory abide, because it will be one shepherd and one flock, a flock washed in the blood of the Lamb. A flock that will stay one day before the shepherd, before the throne, and then they shall hunger no more, and they shall neither thirst anymore for the Lamb. Christ, the shepherd of his flock, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them and shall bring them to the living fountains of the water, and God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. The tears of disappointments in their life, the tears of disappointment in church life, the tears of sorrow, the tears of pain, maybe the tears about the concern about the future of this church. And it shall be one flock and one shepherd. Congregation, what do you believe concerning Christ's church? What do you believe? Amen. Congregation, let us pray. Lord, at the close of this service, we may come to thee, and we ask thee to bless thy word. That word that speaks, that thou wilt gather, that thou wilt defend, that thou wilt preserve thy flock. Lord, will grant the grace that we may look unto thee, that we are led by that good shepherd, that thou wilt lead also this portion of thy vineyard. Lord, be with the congregation in all his needs. care for them, protect them, speak to their hearts. That we may know thy voice, hear thy voice, also for this new week. Be with us in the furtherance of this day, that it truly might be a Shabbat, a day of rest, so that we may rest in thee. Keep us away from sin and from accidents. Bring us together this night in church to hear your word. We ask these things in the forgiveness of our sins, in speaking and in listening, for Christ's sake alone. Amen.